I didn't want to hear him sing this thing. You ready?
I would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart, and she's taken just all that I have. But if you want, I'll try to love again.
You know why?
Baby, I'll try to love again, but I know.
Oh, get to the line so we can just move on here. Jeez. Jeez. Was that so damn difficult? I'm not happy with this 9 o'clock hour here so far, I got to tell you.
Wonder if you'd gone with Cuts Like a Knife. If
no, no, we did that
quicker.
The other day.
Oh, okay.
We used that the first time, you know, right. Last week when it happened to Carlson. It's been done. Anyways, I thought this would be funnier. He could have gotten to it a little sooner. Well, that's a subject matter right now. Of course, you know, the Carlson cut last week, and we remember it cost the Canadians a significant amount of time with Markov when Carey Price skated over him.
Didn't Robert Lang get badly cut as
oh,
well?
Oh, yeah. He did. And that was Achilles.
Yep.
And
yep.
The
yep.
Donald Odette was another one.
Who oh, got that was ugly. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a wrist.
Yeah. Yeah.
He
yeah.
was having a great season, too.
Yep. So it's all about protection for National Hockey League players, not just the Sox. You know, the normal, everyday coverage area for Sox. We're talking about ones that go all the way up, the hockey socks and maybe hockey sweaters. What can we do to better protect National Hockey League players?
And not just National
kids,
Hockey League
hockey
players.
People.
Yeah, all hockey players from the smallest kids right on up. And to that end, David Tock joins us along with Eric Engels. David is owner of Degree, is it, David?
That's correct.
And inventor of the Gladiator sock. And Eric Engels is a Montreal broadcaster and hockey analyst who's been doing some market research for David, and they're here to talk about the Gladiator sock. And let's start with you, David. When did this idea first come to you? Was it an incident such as the Carlson one that got you thinking about this kind of product?
Degree has been in the headwear business for many, many years, and we started making hockey socks about 7-8 years ago. And the first one that really brought it to our attention was Markov, when it happened to him. And then, you know, some of just in discussions with, you know, the people at our office, you know, how we can maybe possibly come up with a protective kind of sock. The machinery that we have makes the old style socks. We don't make the new cut and sew socks, called the edge sock or the performance sock. And I also do FR products, so I use some specialty yarns. So in talking to one of my suppliers, he told me about this yarn called Dyneema, which is a very, very strong yarn. It's similar to Kevlar, but it's much stronger. It's used outdoors. It doesn't deteriorate under any kind of conditions, washing, sunlight, perspiration, or anything like that.
Let me ask you, Kevlar vests the police, the authorities wear, they have an expiry date to them. Your line of products, similar as you just outlined yeah. to Kevlar, does it also expire
no.
after a year or two?
No, Dyneema does not expire. In fact, Dyneema, the fiber, it's created by a company in the Netherlands called DSM. And actually, two of the biggest uses of Dyneema are for cables on bridges in replacement of metal, which will deteriorate over time from salt water, etc. And also... I'm trying to think. What's the other
cables? Cables on bridges is plenty
also,
impressive enough.
And also, actually,
how would we know in this city?
Yeah, and also in sailboat racing, all the rigging for sailboats,
wow.
the big twines are done with Dyneema.
Now, does this weigh you down? Is it heavier? Is it a heavier material so that if you're skating it?
Yeah, it's a good question. Actually, you know, it's a second layer because what we did was we just knit a tube and we lay it inside the sock, so they're two independent layers. The actual net effect is probably about 8 ounces, which, you know, it's a half a pound, which it's something, but it's really not a lot.
And Eric, what has the market research you've done shown in terms of an appetite for a product like this, whether at the minor hockey league level or the professional level?
Well, first of all, Ted, I got involved in this because naturally in being a reporter in Montreal, I was covering a lot of stories regarding cuts in hockey and specifically with the Canadiens. You guys mentioned Markov and you mentioned Robert Lang, other guys that got cut, Yaroslav Spacek, Travis Moen, Mike Camilleri, who got cut above the knee, and Hal Gill, who got cut behind the knee during the Canadiens playoff run and missed a couple of games, and he was clearly one of the most important players on the ice during that run. David, I got in touch with during the lockout. Obviously, I was a reporter looking for some more work, and probably with the idea in mind that the Hockey League was not coming back anytime soon. And I knew they had created this product. I wrote a story after Mike Camilleri went out with his cut, noticing that there was just so much going on. And I came to David and I said, I think you guys need to do your research on not cuts at the NHL level, because that story is well logged, but cuts at the all levels of hockey. So I took to Twitter, because Google is a very hard index to try and get those kinds of stories of average people like ourselves or our kids getting into these kinds of incidents, unless a reporter followed somebody to the hospital, took down the notes that he got stitches and he was cut and wrote a story about it. It wouldn't log on Google. So I went to Twitter and I said, if you've ever been cut by a skate, I want to hear from you at cutsinhockey@gmail.com, which is still an active email address if anybody's out there and wants to send something in. But
cuts, we got cutsinhockey@gmail.com.
Yeah, we got 40 stories in roughly 2 hours. So we were able to show right away with details and pictures that highlighted all the different things that go into this, which are, one, that these are horrifying incidents. Two, medical attention on site for amateurs is not what it is at the pro level, that's for sure. And when something like this happens, I mean, you saw how quickly Carlson had to get off the ice. If this was one of us, it would be a very serious thing. So we needed to prove this at the other levels of hockey.
All right, that's a sock. What are we talking about as far as trying to weave this into other, you know, a sweater? What else? You know, or maybe just sleeves or...
Yeah, I think the company right now is focused on developing a line of cut-resistant products. I mean, what distinguishes the Gladiator sock from the other socks on the market is it is the sock that you put your shin pad into. It is the sock that Bob McKenzie came on the air with you guys last week and said they better develop something made out of Kevlar. Well, the fact is you can't develop a full-length product made out of Kevlar, for one, because Kevlar is yellow. And if you dye it to the NHL colors and try and get those vibrant colors, under light exposure, it changes color. So you have to have a solution that comes onto the inside of the sock. That's what David developed with the Dyneema fiber, and it is a patented solution. And Elliot, you're 100% right. I mean, there was a story in Massachusetts 2 weeks ago of a kid that had his wrist sliced a la Donald Odette, and if there wasn't a trainer on site, he would have died within 2 minutes. It's about time we started paying attention to these kinds of issues. Over 30 incidents in the NHL since 2009 of just leg lacerations, and you'd be amazed at how many of them are guys that cut themselves. And, you know, this is the same thing as every other major safety issue in hockey. Are you going to be the kid that goes out there and risks being the next Clint Malarchuk by not wearing a neck guard? Are you going to be the guy that decides he's not going to wear a full cage or a visor and ends up being the next Brian Berard? And in our case, are you going to be the guy that doesn't wear the products that are out there that have cut resistance that could save you from being the next Eric Carlson?
All right, don't go away. We'll continue this conversation. And when we come back, it's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. In studio, Eric Engels and David Tock, and we're talking about cut-resistant hockey equipment as we continue with the morning show on TSN 690.